Today is a very special day.
International Women's Day takes place every year on the 8th of March.
We are strong adult women.
Women are responsible for two-thirds of the work done worldwide.
Women are tough.
Women are strong.
Women are mysterious.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
I'm very excited to welcome you to International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Chin up.
It's showtime.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It is International Day of the Woman, and we'll talk about that later. But yesterday was National Cereal Day. Tom Morgan, Karina Carr. Karina, you're on the screen. Tell me, we did pretty well with this topic.
Yeah, well, Angela said French Toast Crunch, Mini Wheats, and Raisin Bran. And I said, all in the same bowl? And
yeah,
she
right.
said, no, I couldn't pick a favorite. So
pick a favorite. That was the question. Come on.
Oh, my Aunt Sharon said oatmeal squares. I have no idea what that is. I guess I'm going to have to take a trip to the house and see.
Probably something they took off the market and sent it to Lowe's for flooring.
Either that or she knows it is something else would be my guess.
Okay.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Cindy Champ says. Lucky Charms, Courtney, I'm right up there with you. I used to pick the marshmallows out and save them. But again, now they sell them in a whole bag where it's nothing but the marshmallows.
That's not cereal. That's a
all an eye of beholder, okay?
That's a penny candy store in a box right there. Come on.
Okay, my mom and dad even commented, homemade granola. When do you make, what, Dad? What?
Homemade granola. What do you do that after you trim the bushes outside?
I don't understand.
What are you eating?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Okay, all right.
Raisin Nut Bran, Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles, there's
life.
A classic.
A lot of life.
Hey, Mikey likes it.
Yeah, multi-grain Cheerios, there you go. With your, well, you eat that a lot.
I know, but
You're over it.
The whole multi thing.
Oh, okay.
It's
just
almost,
like one grain, not
it's
multiple.
It's almost like spitting out the cereal to get to the marshmallows. Multi-grain Cheerios, there's only some of the grains I like.
So,
I don't know.
So you're picky grain eater?
I eat them all, but I want to spit them out, but I don't. Anyway, continue.
Shredded wheat. Natasha Gray says Crave. I have not tried Crave before.
That's Rob the Sports
Rob Centers, yeah. He said that was his favorite. I think they make one with like chocolate in the middle. I could get on board with that.
Oh, there you go.
Rice Chex. I haven't seen that one in a while.
Ah, Rice Chex.
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Margaret says Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks. Mm-hmm. They used to be Sugar Smacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Brent, I love this. It says Captain Crunch, but the meme you sent along says the cereal does not cut the roof of your mouth. That's the key. You got to let it simmer in the milk a little bit.
Simmer would be kind of a weird word, or soak. I don't know what word you use, but when you pour the
ferment
milk on Captain Crunch, don't eat them right away or your roof of your mouth is going to be sandpaper. But thank you so much for participating. We try to post something up every day. Today is International Women's Day. We should just simply ask people who their favorite woman is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most people are probably going to say their mom, but some people might say grandma. Some people might say Sophia Loren. You know, you don't. Well, I'll say Sophia Loren. Never mind.
Where are you going with that, Tom?
Just stop.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Jimmy Fallon's on the way. Something happened funny in a movie theater that was showing The Batman.
The Batman.
The Batman. Oh, we'll talk about that and more.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
There will be a showing of the new movie, The Batman, this weekend in Austin. An actual bat infiltrated the theater.
At first, people were like, finally, 3D without the glasses. They've done it.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Okay, I'm going to tread lightly on this one, Karina.
Try your darndest.
We have truckers that are protesting and this, that, and the other thing, and I really think that sometimes they don't know what they're protesting. Take this trucker, for instance.
Are you really concerned about right now?
I don't want them to digitize us.
You don't want them what?
To digitize us. I don't want to take medicine that'll hurt people.
What was the word you used, though? I haven't heard that.
Digital. Digital.
Come again?
Digital? And what does that mean?
They're trying to make us robots. They're trying to make it where we have no choice and nothing. To where they control. They can control us from what they put in our bodies.
And eventually we'll actually be robots?
Not robots. They've already got a full man-made working female robot.
Okay, it's International Women's Day. You need to shut off your truck, and you need to just
For
go
every
home.
Every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
WQKX. I don't even know where to start understanding that, so we're going to move forward.
Yes, please. Lord have mercy.
And?
There it is.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
All right, if you get ready to go to work, ask yourself the question, do you make $75,000 a year just to harass telemarketers? Think about it. Also on the way, viral video, two stories. One of them will make you laugh, and the other?
Oh, might make you cry, but very sweet. It's all coming up, Morgan in the Morning.
94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Okay, we have two cuts for you this morning. This one is kind of comedy-like. Like, would your mama step out on the porch and yell at a bear?
Oh, no. No food for you.
No food
no
for
food
you?
No food for you, bear.
No bear, food for you.
No. Bear. Bear. No. Go. Thank you. Go, baby. Go.
Oh, oh baby.
Oh, my Lord. Bear. Go, go, go.
He loves when you call him
sounds
bear.
Like Janice
get,
from Friends.
Get going. Oh my God, I'm attacking a bear.
You're not attacking him, but you shouldn't chase him. I'm just saying that. Once he gets going, let him go. And she did.
Speaking of letting it go.
This isn't funny, but man.
No, but very sweet. You know, chances are if you had a kid, you're going to know that they love Frozen. But a little girl in Ukraine is in a bomb shelter, and she's singing Let It Go.
Что прошло уже не вернуть, отпусти и забудь, новый день он скажет путь. Не боюсь ничего уже, пусть бы шум ничто, холод всегда мне был по душе.
Браво, 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 Амелия. That video has captured the hearts of people all over the world, including ours right here in the studio.
Betcha. If you have a child, give him a hug.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
That one is not funny, but we just needed to play it.
WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Karina, you ever get a phone call? Somebody wants to extend your car warranty or something?
Mm-hmm. They always want to speak to you about your car warranty, and I'm like, click!
How about when they want to put a new roof on your house and you don't even own it? Or...
windows. Love that one, too.
You just got a new roof. Yeah. You have beautiful windows, but this guy, he's got the best windows. Well, how do you get rid of them? You sue them.
Mm-hmm. I need more information on this.
Details coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Only pay for what you need.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. WQKX.
My name's Tom Morgan.
Karina Carr.
Okay. You get phone calls. You got scammed recently on your computer. We don't want to bring that up.
Let's not go there.
Operators are standing by to help you. Are they really operators?
They're standing by to scam me is what they were doing.
Exactly. So consider this. The people that call you to redo your car maintenance plan or to sell you windows or roofing, are they really what they say they are? You need to be careful. So if they are, the company might be legit, but the dude that's talking to you might get a little nasty. So what do? You sue him. You could make money, like $75,000.
I would keep them on the line, find out what company was behind them or paying or what company I would get connected to. The hope is that there's enough of us who stand up, start pushing back, that it becomes more expensive for companies to negligently hire these telemarketers and then the benefit they receive from it.
So if we all sue our telemarketers, we're going to make some money on the side?
Well, I mean, we all just sign up for that whole do not call registry, and I just wonder if that's just for frills, because you still get those darn calls, and then you do it again, and more come in. So, honestly, I feel like I'm not a big, like, let's just sue the world because it didn't go my way.
Exactly.
However, I feel like this is one step in the direction of them maybe taking us a little bit serious. I'm like, hey, I asked you not to call me. Don't freaking call me.
This guy's name is Dan Graham. He's out of Texas, and he made $75,000 last year suing telemarketers for harassing him.
I see a side job in my future.
On me, too.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News is on the way next. On the other side, some good news, some positivity from kindergarten.
Absolutely. A hotline you can call just to make yourself feel a little better each day with some cuteness woven in there.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Well, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Kindergartners have set up a hotline that you can call for positivity. Is this a great school project or what?
Welcome to Pep Talk, a public art project by Westside School. If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2. If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3. If you need to hear kids laughing with delight, press 4.
So Karina's doing it, and we'll see what these kids from California have come up with. Push one of them.
Be grateful for yourself. Dude, live it up. Be you. I trust that you can make things right. Be happy. Try it again. Believe in yourself.
There's all the kindergartners. Is that great stuff or what? That's more than good news. How about a guy traveling 5,000 miles to play the piano for Ukrainian refugees?
I'm just trying to welcome all the refugees. That's my message. Just peace to through music. Music is the perfect medium to restore peace, I think. Maybe I can soften Putin's heart with music, because everybody loves music. I bet Putin loves music too.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Debbie Martello talking about why he's playing for Ukrainian refugees. That's pretty cool.
That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night TV, we're going to give you a double dose. Fallon talking about no TikTok in Russia, and Seth talking about no Visa or MasterCard in Russia.
I mean, they're just hitting them hard.
Yeah, it's all on the way with birthday buddies and more.
Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Well, as companies continue to distance themselves from Russia, TikTok just announced that users in the country can no longer post videos. When they heard TikTok was banned, Russians were like,
Oh, нет. Visa and MasterCard on Saturday suspended credit card processing operations in Russia, and despite that, they still don't take Discover.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Thank you. Celebrity birthdays. Lynn Hall, you over there?
I am here.
Okay.
In the flesh.
Why can't you see me? You need new glasses.
I could see you.
Okay.
It's hearing you on the radio. That's bothering
me. Oh, all right. No, okay. I'm here. No.
Okay. Let's get right to the celebrities. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 46. I think Karina needs a moment.
Such a cutie.
He's married to Buffy. The Vampire Slayer.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
Gary Numan is 64 today.
Still singing Short People?
No, not that Gary Newman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here in my car.
Oh, that Gary. Oh, okay.
That was a different Newman.
Yeah, that was
a Newman of a different color.
It was a different Newman.
Singer-songwriter Carol Bayer Sager is 75 years old today.
I know of her.
There we go. See?
Yep. She didn't sing it. She wrote it.
Yes.
Who's she married to? Another singer-songwriter?
I don't know. Burt Bacharach.
There you go. Lynn Hall, you know
totally
everything.
Just a guess. I had no
idea.
We
need to take you to trivia night and win big.
damn good guesser right there. And finally, Mickey Dolenz is 77 today.
Oh, yes.
Dumb monkeys.
The poor man is the only one left.
He is the only one left.
Yeah, he is. Poor Mickey.
You go to the zoo, you're only going to see one monkey now. It's kind of disappointing. Anyway.
That's less crap being flown.
Those are the celebrities. Now we're doing the locals. What do we call them, gigglers?
Birthday buddies.
Indeed we do. Happy birthday to Deirdre Hughes from Coltmont. She's 58.
Edward Rodemel is 55. Happy birthday.
Atlanta Skinner from Mount Pleasant Hills is 40 today. Lordy, lordy.
Look who's 40. Gene Strohecker, he's from Colt Township. He's 54 today.
Heather Martin is 44. Happy birthday.
Another Heather.
Yes.
Heather Miller.
Same
Milton.
Age.
Same what? Age.
age, 44.
I wonder if she's the same person.
Well, anyway. I see a trend here with Heathers.
Yes.
All the Heathers are together. See what I did there?
You're on a roll.
Heather Snyder from Sealands Grove is 48.
Giselle Zerbe is 36. Happy birthday.
Gene Gulley from Sunbury is 45 today.
Louise Wise from McClure is 61.
Michelle Lewis is from Lewistown, and all caps, Lewistown!
Stop yelling that.
59. Happy birthday.
Mike Strohecker from Herndon. Mike is 59 today.
Rebecca Hutchinson from Norrie is 43.
And Renee Wagner from Middleburg is 55. Happy birthday. Nothing I see on the Facebook.
Did you come up with a new name for it yet, Lynn?
No. I'm trying, though.
Selfie Central? I don't know.
Something. Anyway, nothing on Facebook.
The
nothing
phone
on
isn't
the text
doing
club.
A darn thing.
1-800-326-94-KATS. I'm just saying.
Broke it.
Yeah, but that's the way you can get a hold of us every day we do this. What do we call it?
Birthday Buddies.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We are looking for your pot of gold. Now, what does that mean? Well, Wise Markets wants to know your St. Patrick's Day recipe.
Our holiday is coming up, Tom Morgan.
Yes, it is. My grandfather used to say, the amateurs party on New Year's Eve, the pros wait till St. Patrick's Day.
Or doing it 365 days a year.
You go ahead and define what my grandpa said any way you want to. But here, Wise Markets wants to give you a gift card, right? Just for sharing your recipe with Tom and Karina.
Yeah, absolutely. All you have to do is tell us what you love and that recipe. And you can give us a call at 1-800-326-94-KX. All we ask is that you actually give us the recipe because, you know, we want to add it to the repertoire.
Yeah, exactly. There's something that you do different to your Cole Cannon or your Bangers and Mash or your Shepherd's Pie. We want to know, and then we'll share it with everybody, and maybe we'll all just eat ourselves to death on St. Patty's Day.
Call 1-800-326-94-KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94-KX.
We'll take a random call right now and make you a winner with Wise Markets.
I think I see a live one.
Yeah.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll get our Wise Market winner, and still to come, there was a live one at the Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, and we're wasting one. Karen!
It's on the way next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94-KX.
Good morning, 94KX. Who's this?
Bonnie from Turbotville.
Bonnie, so what is your favorite recipe for St. Patty's Day?
I think shepherd's pie is the perfect one.
Do you do anything special?
No, nothing special. I just ground beef, and I don't like peas, but I put corn on top of my
ground beef. Well, then there is something special, okay?
Hey, mashed potatoes and corn, you're stacking the carbs there, Bonnie.
Yeah, but with the mashed potatoes with a little bit of cheese in it.
Cheese, too?
See, then you do it. It's called layering, Tom.
Yes, well, I know. But you know what? The real Irish way to make shepherd's pie is to use ground pork, believe it or not. Ooh. And some people actually use lamb, ground lamb. Ooh. But here in America, we like to use ground beef in America, don't we?
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Bonnie, congratulations. You're a winner with Wise Markets, a $25 gift card.
Hey. 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, we got this Be Kind campaign coming up. We'll tell you all about it or whatever. But here's the deal. Are you a kind person? You're pulling into Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru right now. Maybe the line's a little long, or maybe something's saying, don't be mean about it. Don't be mean. Any fast food place. The supermarket. You know what I see, Karina? I see people being mean to cashiers in the grocery store.
They're just trying to get their paycheck and feed their family. Yeah. And they can't help that they're shorthanded. I mean, that doesn't mean that they're not trying. And most of them are really stressed out. And then they don't need Karen up in there in their face.
And they certainly can't help it that your grocery bill's gone up. It's not their fault.
No.
You know? But this Karen, she kind of blocked up the line at a Taco Bell.
Well, and it proved the customer's not always right, because clearly they were like, we're not serving you.
That's right. And, of course, when you pull a stupid stunt, someone's always there to video it.
So, this nice young man just informed us that this Karen in the front of the line cussed them out, and they are refusing to serve her. And so she refuses to move. So this is the line. The cops are now here.
The cops are there at a Taco Bell.
Calling the popo for a Taco Bell drive. I mean, really, is this where we've gone as a society? This is ridiculous.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Try it Tuesday at work. We're going to try something. on International Women's Day. We are going to make bouquets of our own.
Has a green thumb.
I don't know if I have a green thumb, but I know that I don't kill stuff, so I guess it's called a green thumb, but I'm not really creative at this stuff. I want the florist to do it for me. So this could be a challenge today. We're going to make some floral bouquets.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's all about National Women's Day. It's Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Now, Karina, what do we do once we make these bouquets?
I think we'll give them to some pretty awesome women right here at SBC Media Partners. What do you say?
That's a great idea.
The best songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
International Women's Day has taken place on the 8th of March for over a century.
I am woman.
This is my fight song.
This girl is on fire. You're gonna hear me roar.
I feel like a woman.
Girls, way to go, ladies. It is your day, and it is a Try It Tuesday.
And I've got a bushel full of roses.
Right, is that what you call that, a bushel? Or a bouquet? Or a bunch?
It's
what is
enough
it?
That they smell delicious. I know that much.
Are you going to eat them?
No.
What the hell?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Flowers are edible.
Yeah, some are. Some are. So we have one, two, three bunches of roses. We have some, what do you call these white things here?
White lily something or other, I think they're called.
Okay, they kind of look like, I don't know, daisies or...
Little tiny lilies. Yeah. And then you have, don't get them too close to your face because those are glitzy, bougie baby's breath. They have...
Yeah.
They're
not
colored.
Just okay.
Yeah, they're tie-dyed, but they have glitter on them.
Very nice. Now, you could get all of this at Wise Markets.
Yes, they have tons of different amazing flowers. And they even have, I'll be honest, I almost got these. They're wooden flower bouquets, and I totally thought they were real.
Wooden?
Yes. And
they'll never die unless there's termites
exactly,
in the house.
Exactly, but they look so real. I was like, wow, this is right up my alley.
Right.
But we got the fresh ones, and on Try It Tuesday, we'll put it on the Facebook page. Tom and I are going to attempt to be florists and put some bouquets together.
All right, we'll try it. But here's the deal, guys. You could, and there's a pretty good chance your woman is listening. You can go to Wise Markets and just grab one bunch, like say the one Karina's holding over there, and you could give it to your woman and she'll say, oh, this is nice. She'll know it's a bouquet of roses from Wise. Or you could do what we're going to do and grab all different kinds of flowers, mix them together and make a bouquet. Isn't
They're
that a great idea?
Very affordable. Honestly, for what I got at the bucket at Wise Markets, you'll probably spend at a florist. And you will be able to put it together yourself, which is more personable.
International Women's Day. The women will be treated special here shortly.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Look for the video before the close of the show, and we'll show you how to do it, guys. Also on the way, some late night TV. Seth is talking about, did you hear that Lady Gaga and Kevin Costner are hosting the Academy Awards?
That's an interesting mashup right there.
What?
I mean, who got in that meeting room and said, you know who would be great? Yeah. I mean, they're both great in their own right, but I would have never thought to put them together.
Or they ran down the list until they got a yes. I don't know. Also on the way, Tom's top list of the day. It is the top gifts we really want, but we're kind of afraid to ask for them.
No, I just tell people what I want.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Organizers of the Oscars have announced Lady Gaga and Kevin Costner will be presenters at this month's ceremony. So if you liked Yellowstone and you liked House of Gucci, I'd love to meet you and see what your deal is.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started, adults, because you know you like some kids' toys and stuff like that, but you don't want to come out and say it. So here are the top gifts no one would consider buying you as an adult.
Something that you didn't have a hand in planning or acquiring, you know, hint, hint.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how do you do that? Like, I'd really love a surprise party. Hint, hint. Right? All right, let's get down to the goods. Number six is Nerf guns. They're a hell of a lot of fun, but you can't really get one if you don't have any kids.
Especially when there's alcohol involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuffed animals, or even just a trip to Build-A-Bear. I haven't been there in a while.
Build-A-Bear? I didn't even know they still had them. Anyway, candy. Like, ridiculous amounts of candy.
It's not called just, Halloween.
Yeah, not just your heart-shaped box. You want candy and a lot of it.
I don't understand number three, Legos. They hurt like a son of a bitch.
I know, but it's Legos. Everybody loves to build with them.
Art kits? Yeah. Stick figures. That's about as far as I go.
Number one, remote-controlled cars, planes, and helicopters.
Oh, that is a man written all over it.
No, cleverly disguised as the word drone.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Call the FAA.
Tommy wants a drone. Nurse is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Look at the weather forecast, friends. Calling for 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
This past weekend, we were like, shut down the furnace, honey. We don't need no heat. Yeah, you're going to now, and you could still waive your heat bill. You still have time.
Yes, Midpen Energy teamed up with them, and then killer of a heating bill could be waived, and we're going to pick that winner on March 11th, so you got two more days. Text the keyword FUEL, F-U-E-L, to 49330, and you can go to WQKX.com and click on that heat wave banner.
Say that word again.
FUEL.
There you go. Kind of said it like some FUEL.
FUEL.
I thought, what are you feeling? This is FUEL.
F-U-E-L.
Now say it like you're from Shamokin.
FUEL.
No. FUEL. Text that word, F-U-E-L. I swear if we get a feel, you're going to be in trouble.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Don't make fun of me, Tom.
Yeah. Hey, still look for our video. We'll be shooting it and passing out some flowers to the great women of SBC Media. Coming up, also our parting shot from Jimmy Fallon. More fake Tonight Show sponsors.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot today comes from the Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon. Love when he does his fake sponsor slogans. Some of them you could probably reason with.
Stella Artois sounds classy even when you're slurring it. Aveeno hand lotion. Have fun not being able to turn a doorknob for an hour.
Oh, or falling on the floor like me.
Bass Pro Shops, heaven on earth for guys who wear sunglasses on the back of their heads.
That's wrong.
Sleep Number. So you have trouble sleeping with your spouse? Yeah, let's pretend the mattress is the problem. Yoplait. You'll love us if you're over 60 or under 5. No in between. Bloomingdale's. Hope you like taking 6 escalators to buy a belt. Hooters. Wait, we haven't been canceled yet?
Yeah. I don't know how you got away with that.
Canada Dry. Sprite for grandmas.
Hey, I like Canada Dry.
Okay, Grandma.
Dick's Sporting Goods. Sure, we could have named it literally anything else, but here we are.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.